JIS Radio presents The Year in Review 2017. Some of the major highlights of a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
Last year, the government continued work to provide quality health care for all Jamaicans. Join us as we look back at some of the ministry's achievements during 2017. In April, the Health Ministry launched its Jamaica Moves initiative to highlight the importance of physical activity to overall health. The campaign encourages Jamaicans of all ages to engage in at least 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise for a minimum of 5 days per week to ensure good health.
Just as well, we find time to eat because we're hungry, or to drink because we're thirsty, or to sleep because it is so necessary. Physical activity has to be seen in that context. It's not an option or shouldn't be an option. It should be an important part of how we live.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. And to promote responsible behavior among young people, the Health Ministry, in conjunction with the Education Ministry and other partners, launched the Healthy Youth Positive Energy Hype Program. The focus was on physical activities, healthy eating, saying no to drugs, and caring for the environment. Upgrades and expansion work was carried out on multiple health facilities across the island. The Balaclava Health Center in St. Elizabeth was renovated at a cost of $14 million with support from the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund. Cancer patients in Western Jamaica also gained greater access to medical care following the opening of a $15 million US dollar cancer treatment center. The island's ambulance service was boosted with 6 new vehicles purchased at a cost of $83 million with funding from the European Union EU. 2017 also saw greater access to medication for more Jamaicans as the DrugServe Pharmacy in Portmore was upgraded and the National Health Fund increased subsidies on 42 prescription drugs and diabetic supplies at a cost of $100 million. The NHF also added new drugs for the treatment of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, heart disease, prostate cancer, and vascular disease. 2017 also saw renovations being made to the Cornwall Regional Hospital to address the problem of noxious fumes emanating from an old ventilation system. Dr. Christopher Tufton says the government is on course to solving most of the problems affecting the Cornwall Regional Hospital by early 2018.
For the most part, we're on track. We did say to the public that we would have most of the issues solved by the first quarter of next year. And I think we are moving ahead with that, give or take. You know, there's always a margin of error, but I would think that most of the issues would have been addressed and we'll be back up and running by the first quarter of next year.
Repairs had been done to some sections of the building. Considering that the operating theatres cannot be moved, some inpatients remain at the hospital. The Western Children's Hospital moved closer to becoming reality after the signing of an agreement to fund the project. The facility to be built in Montego Bay is expected to deliver targeted care for the adolescent pediatric cohort and will be the first facility in the Caribbean to do so. And rounding up the top achievements for the Health Ministry in 2017 is the introduction of the human papillomavirus vaccine to girls in grade 7 free of cost in an effort to reduce cases of cervical cancer. The vaccine was introduced via a $100 million school-based program in collaboration with the Education Ministry.
It is a tried and proven approach, science that is intended to make our population healthier as it relates to the risk of cervical or cervical cancer. I am confident that we're doing the right thing. I'm confident that Jamaica needs this, or young girls or young women. I'm confident that it is a right step towards dealing with the risk that is at hand.
The school-based program was rolled out in October and has so far seen the vaccination of nearly 2,000 grade 7 girls. The Health Ministry remains committed to ensuring the provision of quality service while promoting healthy lifestyle and environmental practices.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.